You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios right here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. We broadcast nightly, every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. That's the place to be. Did you hear Russ Dizdar's show right before ours? What a fantastic show. You know, Russ Dizdar and his team, his SIU investigators, they are doing so much. I can't tell you what they do, but let me just say they are proactive. They're going after the people who are fighting a very serious spiritual battle, on the side of darkness. And I gotta tell you, they're fearless. Well, they have the armor of God on and they go out and they really make a difference. That's Russ Dizdar and his program that precedes our program weekly, every night, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. And of course, folks, we're simulcast on Blog Talk Radio. That's BTR. And of course, you can watch us live on YouTube right here, Living Color. It's and don't forget to tell others about this program. I want to thank Mr. Nin Privatera for all that he has done for us. What a great guy. He was the gentleman that was here. In fact, he sat in studio when Jack Cashel was here. So I've gotten some emails from him. I'm behind on answering those. At any rate, just want to say hello. God bless you. And also to Jack Cashel. Hey, great job. Your book is doing well. And, that's TWA 800, The Crash, The Cover Up and Conspiracy. Of course, I'm Doug Hagman at the helm. Joe is off tonight. He had surgery today. Everything went fine. Now you can start calling him Josephine tomorrow. No, wait a minute. I'm kidding. No. Now, everything went fine. He's doing well. He'll be back next week. In fact, he might even drop in Friday just to meet Coach Dave in studio. Okay. So. And yes, and I apologize in advance tonight. I've got, I don't know, the crud, some sort of crud, chemtrailed or something, but I woke up at 3:30 this morning. I was just cold. I couldn't get warm. 2 hours later, I'm sweating bullets, you know, and then, so I'm popping like purple sticks, and I'm taking health management stuff by the pound. I think I've taken a package of Sudafed. And that's just in the last half hour. So we're going to try to get through this. What do you think? Well, I know we will, because the second and third hours, we've got a very special co-host lined up. That's Josh Tully. Josh Tully is a great guy. He's a nationally syndicated talk show host, speaker, author. Great guy. He's going to be joining us. We're going to be dissecting the world as it is. you know, tonight, when I was in my hallucinations between the doses of NyQuil, DayQuil, and BetweenQuil, I was thinking about America. I was thinking about how we sit in the United States, and it's a different world it's a different country than it was 8 years ago. Obama really fundamentally changed this country, as he said he would. We are lost and awash in lawlessness. We are lost. We have lost our spiritual and moral framework. Our values, Christian values, our Judeo-Christian values, are under rabid and continuous assault. This is not going to end well. We know how it ends. We win. Well, Jesus wins. But there is a very bumpy road. I spit all the time. There's a very bumpy road between now and then. And I don't care if you use pre-trib, I don't care about your views on the rapture. It doesn't matter. Ask somebody over in the Middle East, you know, if they're in the tribulation period, and they'll say, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Because they're the other ones getting their heads cut off. And see, this is coming here to America. And one must ask at this point, what do we do in the face of such lawlessness, extreme lawlessness? What do we do? Obviously, we've got to have our spiritual house in order. We better know who our Lord and Savior is. And I never used to talk like that. And sometimes I don't even feel like No, because as soon as I say that, I retract that, Your Honor. Simply because as soon as I say something like this, my critics will take that and run with it. But I don't say that. I have never really said we have to get our spiritual lives in order. When growing up and in my teens, in my formative years through middle age, I never really, as a guy, and I was just a normal guy, unsaved pretty much. Well, not pretty much, just unsaved. Yeah, I went to a seminary and didn't give much thought to salvation. I knew there was a heaven and a hell. I understood that. But see, in the seminary, you weren't taught the Bible. You were taught church history, but you weren't taught the Bible. And that makes a difference. Well, now as I see things unfold, certain things that I remember my mom saying to me when I was a young man, they're coming to fruition. They're coming to pass, and we need to make sure that we know whose side we're on, and we better make sure that God's on our side as well. I mean, it's kind of a two way street. If you're on the side of righteousness, and you, God will be on your side too. I mean, it can't be out of sync. But I think it's time for guys to start talking like that now, taking up the mantle of witnessing to others, because the time is really getting short. And take a look at what's happening all across the world, and here in the United States. Time is running short. You know, before we get too far into the program, I'm just so excited because I got to tell you, we have a new sponsor. Oh, man. We have a new sponsor. I don't know whether, folks, if you've heard about this company before or not. ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. Do you own a business? Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, posting your job in one place isn't enough, especially if you're looking for quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire and you're a business owner and you're looking to hire someone with that, just that special talent, you need to post your job on all of the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city, any industry, nationwide. Just post once, including or just post once to ZipRecruiter.com and watch your qualified candidates roll in. The interface is so easy to use. I tried it out both as I took this for a ride as an employer and as a prospective job seeker, as a person seeking a job. I wanted to see what this did. I was so surprised. Folks, visit ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Take it for a ride, because you can find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. You don't have to juggle emails to your office. You can quickly screen candidates. You can rate them. You can hire them. Hire the right person right then and there. And right now, folks, our listeners, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. For free! By going to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. One more time to try it again for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. What a great website. I spent a couple of hours on that website just looking, again, looking under the hood and saying, what a great match. So if you're a business owner or looking for a job, but specifically business owners looking for that right talented person, boy, ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. And we'll mention that again later. Now, and also, too, you might ask, well, wait a minute. If the world is going to end, why should we be even looking for jobs? Why should we? Well, I never said that. We never said that. The world's not going to end. The world as we know it, the way of life, the quality of life, what we're doing, that's going to change dramatically under a Babylonian-run Luciferian system. We've seen this. We're seeing this already. It doesn't mean the world's going to blow up and, you know, asteroids are going to... No. No. So we're going to be forced to deal with certain really problematic things in the near future. And Josh Tully at the top of the next hour is going to come on and he's going to talk about how we can identify the problems, work through the problems, and not just survive, but even thrive. Strategies in troubling and trying times. Very good. I asked Josh if he would come on and guest co-host, because I know and I've heard him speak and he's got a lot of great information. Of course, he's got a radio show as well, and we'll be talking more about that later, folks. What I'd like you to do is to take a look at, if you're listening or watching this. If you're watching this, go ahead and go over to CanadaFreePress.com and take a look at what Judy McLeod wrote, because I do believe this says it all. We talked yesterday about Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, all right? We talked about Comey. We talked about the fact that she's not going to get prosecuted. Everyone's talking about that. It's just dominating the news headlines. Too big to jail, right? The laws are not for the little people. And we hear about Nancy Pelosi in her shiny black SUV being driven by a Capitol police, being rushed under lights and siren to a shoe store, of all things, to a shoe store, breaking some local laws. Yes, Nancy Pelosi apparently didn't want to sit in traffic and had to break through traffic as the passenger in a taxpayer-funded, taxpayer-owned SUV driven by a taxpayer employee, Capitol Police, her protection detail, going to a shoe store. That's just one example of the hubris by these politicians. They can break the laws, but don't you dare. Well, that's basically what Judy McLeod of Canada Free Press, CanadaFreePress.com, it said too. Yesterday, the FBI guaranteed Obama's third term. Now, think about this. You might say, wait a minute, Obama's not going to run for a third term. No, probably not. I mean, he could, I'm sure. And we're going to be talking about that. There's some plans that were discovered in... We're going to be talking about that. But just think about that same Alinsky school of thought. Writes Judy McLeod, posted today, the only way out of the hell where Alinsky twins, Barry Satoro and Hillary Clinton, have abandoned America starts with Americans breaking out of the state of denial in which they've been living. How many people are living in a state of denial? It seems like at least the majority. She writes that there was never even a sliver of a chance that the law-breaking Clinton would be indicted for flagrant email felonies. Well, we saw this. This has been a pattern of criminal conduct from day one. And we were talking about yesterday a profile, developing a profile, behavioral profile. And I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that her psychological / behavioral profile would be pretty close to that of someone with sociopathic tendencies. By definition, if you look up sociopath. Again, I don't know. I'm not a physician. I'm not someone who can diagnose that. But look at her actions. I don't think you have to be to take a look at her actions. But the fact that she got away scot free basically and got this kind of left handed witch slap by Comey, it was basically meaningless. Comey's words were meaningless. 2,314 words, and you know, he witch slapped her basically, and said, "Yeah, you did wrong, but yeah, you know, I wouldn't recommend pursuing the prosecution to the Department of Justice because, well, of course you can read it." But writes Jimmy McLeod that Clinton not only skated free but is now campaigning for presidency courtesy of American tax dollars. And that's right. If you take a look at the image there, she's standing just outside the doorway of the plane with Obama. And Obama's campaigning for her. But more importantly, she writes that the soap opera theories that FBI Director Comey was in reality laying all of Clinton's criminality out there so that he could come along and change his mind sometime in the future, it's bunk. And I agree with that. It's bunk. You hear others say, well, you know, oh, Comey was really smart, man. He laid some facts out there, and now that kind of gives him an open later on. And look, that gives the setup for Donald Trump. It's all set up for Donald Trump now. Hey, it's like a wink, nod, elbow to Trump by Comey. No. Those people, including the radio talk show hosts that are peddling that pablum, are not only wishful thinking, they're deluded themselves. And I think biblically deluded. Because it doesn't work like that. Personally, if there was evidence, and there was, of criminal activity by Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, then it would have been up to, if it would have been me at the head of the FBI, I would have said, hey, it's going to get ugly. It's going to be, you know, but hey, it's not my problem. Here's a criminality. Just because we couldn't find the intent, hey, it's no excuse. We have plans, and you hear all these other people talk about the similar cases with much deeper, greater results. Well, let the chips fall where they may, but that's not going to happen. Now we've got the felonies that of Hillary Clinton that Comey detailed just out there and not going anywhere. The message to you and to me and to all of us, to everyday Americans, is that we are owned and we are controlled outright by the circumstances that were studiously planned for us over the decades and even century. Judy says over the last 8 years, which it really went into full effect, that we can run. There's no place to hide. They're coming after us. They're going to do what they wish, and we can't do a damn thing about it. That's what they want to tell us. But I don't think we have to accept that. Judy writes in closing, bold as brass and unabashed, the absolute proof of their intentions for America's future comes in Obama and Clinton campaigning on Air Force One the very same day Comey made his announcement. You don't just take up and hop on Air Force One on a whim. That was planned far in advance. So you know that there was a leak by the FBI, or it was all pre-planned. Clinton not only skated free, but she's now campaigning using our money to do it. Have you been following the hashtags Never Trump on Twitter? We have been following those. The hopelessly gullible, those people have been guzzling the Kool-Aid that Clinton would be behind bars for months on end. You know, how many times have you heard that? Oh, it's going to be bad. Oh, yeah. She's going to get it. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, incredibly, it was, how did Sanders react to this, by the way? Incredibly, and even with surrealism, that it was Bernie Sanders' surrogates and not conservatives who charged that the system is rigged. It was Donald Trump, yes, but Sanders before that. That was in the aftermath of the FBI announcement. How can, ask Judy McLeod here, she asked this, how can these supposedly conservative hypocrites and pseudo-intellects save the Constitution when they outright ignore criminality? And this is what we're seeing. We are seeing this in the Christian community, and this is kind of the focus here. If you're a Christian, we cannot ignore our national responsibility or our responsibility to a nation. This is my view. You don't have to agree with it. I'm not asking for agreement. If you're a minister, a preacher, pastor, whatever, great. But I'm speaking to the people as a man, as just a guy. As a Christian, I feel a responsibility to my God, to my family, and to my nation, yes, to make things right. Now, how do I do that? Do you take a bucket of tar and a bag of feathers and pitchforks, and what do? Well, you've got to do something. We've got to do something. But here's, I can tell you what we don't do. We don't cower in a corner and say, well, you know, I'm a Christian and, you know, be passive. No, we have to do something. Now, again, more on that something as the program unfolds. But certainly we can't lie to ourselves. That's number one. We can't say, oh, well, Comey was brilliant laying out, giving the strategy to Trump. Oh, BS. And everything was planned out. If you can't see that the whole system is rigged and we're being gamed, then you're either deluded, you're psychotic, part of the problem, or you're actually behind the problem. I know a guy here who just absolutely, any conversation I might on the off occasion have with him, oh, you just don't like Hillary. I mean, there's no there to the scandals. And no matter what you say to the guy, I mean, and this guy happens to be a homosexual, and he's a Bernie Sanders supporter, and anyway, to have a discussion with him is like talking to, you know, a rock, because there is no, really, with somebody like that, there's no intellectual discourse. But to those who do have some wit of intellectual discourse left available to them, and if you are a Christian, especially if you are a Christian, don't we have a responsibility to say, okay, we need to expose these liars, we need to go after them, we need to make things better, not just for ourselves, but for our family members who we are going to leave after we're gone, and we are going to do God's will, the will God has given us, and we are going to right the wrongs where possible. I think that's our responsibility. We're going to play our position. We cannot allow the sabotage of our nation as Christians and be okay with it. We can't do it. How do we do it? We're going to talk about that with Josh Tully when he comes on at the top of the hour. One thing that we found, and this is from mid-June, this is extremely important. Shepard Embellus is an author. He's on the internet. He wrote, I believe, for Intel Hub, perhaps. I'm not sure what the website is. But Operation Summer of Chaos Exposed, Obama Administration Soros, Black Lives Matter, plan to activate martial law before general election revealed. Okay, now, this was published back in mid-June. I had seen it, and I talked to Dave Hodges about it, and I had talked to other individuals about it. And I understand that there's a level of potential, you know, is this disinformation, misinformation? Could it be, like, planted? It could be. But in this particular article, I find it very interesting because there were some facts that I was able to confirm. Did you know that 10,000 bought and paid for Black Lives Matter dissidents exist? I mean, the Soros-funded, Clinton-funded operations, now, with plausible deniability, are bussing in well over 10,000 Black Lives Matter dissidents into Philadelphia, into the DNC. And here's what they are going to do. And oh, also, the RNC as well. This was found, written by, again, Shepard Embellus. This was found when Black Lives Matter leader Derry McKesson had two of his email accounts hacked. McKesson, D-Ray, I guess, would be the correct inflection. McKesson, McKesson. He had two of his email accounts hacked. It would have been the week prior to June 14th, along with his Twitter account, according to reports. And what was found is, and again, this is really interesting, what was found is that the perpetrators successfully hacked into several of his accounts after posing as McKesson to a Verizon wireless technician, tech support operator. Now, I have a problem with that because as a PI, if you ever attempted to contact someone under pretext, you had all the right information, that's extremely difficult to pose as someone you're not, even with the proper information over a telephone, and be able to convince the other person, the person on the other side of the phone, to, for example, give up your passwords or change your passwords or reroute your information. That's what was said to have happened. I'm not buying that. I'm not saying the author is wrong. I'm saying that there's another bigger issue at play here. What is being reported is this. At 10:31 an individual AM, an individual calling Verizon posing as Mr. McKesson, and they called him and called this Verizon, I'm sorry, and convinced a technician to change the unique SIM associated with the activist phone, allowing the hacker or hackers responsible to have his messages rerouted to a different device. Now, you know what I'm talking about, right? I'm sure you know. In other words, let's just say you're married and you suspect your wife or husband of infidelity. You can have, and there are ways to do this, and unscrupulous PIs perhaps, but to have the text rerouted to your phone or clone that phone. But the account here is that somebody called Verizon and convinced them to do that. The culprit then requested the password reset codes for McKesson's Twitter and other internet accounts. Again, I'm not buying that. But I'm not saying it didn't happen. It just didn't happen that way in my view. And this is kind of why we didn't really hit this hard initially. Now, this was reported in the mainstream media, but they made no mention of the real purpose for the hack, which was to obtain secret information about a George Soros and Obama administration, Obama regime funded plot, sponsored plot to well, it was dubbed Summer of Chaos, this plot, dubbed Summer of Chaos, which is aimed at shutting down both conventions, the one in Cleveland and the one in Philadelphia, Democratic and Republican, in order to trigger martial law nationwide. Now, you probably heard bits and pieces and variations of this story. I'm not sure if you heard where this came from, okay, or how that originated. And again, when I saw it, I thought, yeah, it's possible in terms of this plan, but the details I mentioned are a little bit suspect. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. In a private message that was allegedly obtained and released by the hackers, a Black Lives Matter activist said that law enforcement officials, hey, they're not going to be ready for the type of crowds that the group will be bringing, which are designed to shut down the conventions and to create disruptions nationwide. The group plans to bring more than 10,000 people to create chaos and havoc July 18th through 21 in both Philadelphia and Cleveland, according to the leaked private messages. Now, so I looked at this again, and I looked at the alleged individual, the Twitter account of one of the individuals involved, at least in the planning of this. And I can't really, you know, this, you can kind of see this Twitter feed here, and you can make your own distinction with respect to how to pronounce the name. But there I'm holding it up for the cameras, for the viewers watching this on YouTube. You can see the Twitter feed. So this is a copy of the Twitter feed. Thank you, Eric. Writes this individual, I want to touch base with you about the Summer of Chaos. So far, we have over 2,000 people being bussed in from different cities, another 6,000 to 8,000 expected to drive into Cleveland for the convention. And then, following that, they will not be ready, meaning the police will not be ready for the type of crowds we are bringing in, and they will blame Trump for it, especially if we shut it down. The GOP will have to replace him at that point, or we will continue to... Hang on, I gotta get the other page here. Or we're gonna continue to riot. They will not be ready for the type of crowds. Again. Or, the GOP will have to replace him at that point, or we will continue the disruptions nationwide. In the conversation, another person pipes in. I'll pass this info along. Good work, Sam. You never let us down. If so important we stop Trump, he will destroy everything. Or it is, I guess there's a spelling error here. If so important we stop Trump, it should be it is. Thank you, Twitter, and the 140 character intellectual downgrade. All right, he will destroy everything we have worked so hard for, and we can't trust Hillary. Isn't that interesting? Now this is the middle of April, or middle of June. The Summer of Chaos plan goes all the way up through Obama, involves Department of Justice Loretta Lynch, according to additional leaked messages. And the tweets that we found and the author had presented, and we verified the authenticity, writes Haley Croft in one of the in this thread of tweets, hashtag BLM leaders hacked. They're trying to get martial law to stop the election to stop Trump. All right, and then someone else pines in and says, "This is an interesting DM exchange between DeRay and Netta from last Monday that was pulled from his account." Now, this exchange here, which this Twitter person posted, names Loretta Lynch, writes this individual, and I can verify the authenticity of the tweet, I cannot verify the authenticity of the person writing the tweet. This person writes, have you spoken with Mrs. Lynch recently about the plan for the summer and for fall leading up to the elections? The response was, we spoke 2 weeks and they want us to start really pushing how racist Trump is now instead of waiting for the others. Okay, so not news. Not news, really. It's the not different tactics, but it offers insight into, well, it validates the fact what Judy McLeod wrote. It validates the fact that these are Alinsky tactics. The Russians have copies of all of the hacks. Edward Snowden writes, recent hack of DeRay and Russian activists by subverting SMS-2FA shows even our best systems are still too frail. Verified, authentic. But it goes on and on and on. The Obama regime in conjunction with Soros and the BLM movement and the New Black Panthers and the Muslim Brotherhood, the mosques across the United States. Now, this is not what this author is saying. This is what I have received independent of what this author is saying. The mosque leaders all across the United States, they're coordinating. The Black Lives Matter people are coordinating with the Muslims. And I'm not talking about the Saudi Muslims. I'm talking about the nation, or both the Nation of Islam Muslims as well as the Pakistani Muslims that had established Jamaat al-Fukr groups back in the 1980s and had conducted a lot of bombings back in the 70s and or back in the 80s under the guidance of Sheikh Mark Ali Jalani. All right. Now, you'll remember back about 10 years ago, we had conducted an investigation of Jamaat al-Fukr. These are these Muslim training camps all across the United States. There were 37 of them. They're down to about a dozen. And they're paramilitary training. And by the way, the reason they're down is because the members of those camps have been pushed into the urban areas of American cities. So where there was an enclave, these Jamaats, ideally suited to train Muslims under the tutelage of Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani, in case that name rings a bell. He's the guy that Daniel Pearl was on his way to see when he was beheaded in Pakistan. He's the guy that issued a religious statement against me personally in 2006. It's on his website, Muslims of the Americas. Or the International Quranic Institute. I can't remember which, but it's up there. But there is overlap and there is cooperation between the Muslims, the blacks, Black Lives Matter, and everything's being funded through Soros and the Clinton Foundation, as we talked about yesterday, as I mentioned yesterday. There's a YouTube guy named John Smith, and of course, I don't doubt it's his real name. He released a video containing leaked details of what may be planned or what officials are anticipating to happen by the end of this year, such as sporadic isolated riots and civil disturbances. Smith, his information, also alludes to the fact that the UN might even get involved on U.S. soil. And, okay, so now we're talking about information, and you have to go back. And we didn't run with this information right away. We didn't say, oh, look at this. But go back to between June 10th and June 15th, mid-June. At that time, there was no real news about the UN trucks, at least not in the fashion that they made news recently. Now UN trucks are being seen, being driven across our roadways. And Glenn Beck, of course, is making fun of those people who point this out. And there's this big back and forth, you know, for whatever reason, Glenn Beck has to assail Alex Jones, in whose corner I stand completely with on this matter, and say, wait a minute, this story has legs and it has a certain amount of validity. because the United Nations, well, who owns these trucks? Where are they going? The United Nations is denying that they're being shipped over to them as customers. Contrary to what Glenn Beck has said and others. So this YouTuber, John Smith, is reporting on this. Anyone can report on anything, but this is all starting to add up now. Dabu 007 reported exactly how DeRay McKesson's accounts were successfully hacked. Right? Now, again, looking at the concept, or looking at taking some time and deconstructing that particular crime, I'm not so sure that it happened in that fashion. All right, but with each passing day, I can tell you that the information that doesn't change the information obtained from these accounts, and I do believe the accounts were hacked. I don't believe this was just offered willingly. I do believe that they were taken over, but not in the way set. And I do believe that Black Lives Matter and the other individuals, or I should say the other information by the reported individuals, are attempting to cause a national disturbance beginning in Cleveland and Philadelphia, and then widening out, broadening out afterwards, and creating a national police emergency. Now, I have an issue with martial law, because martial law to me would signify or suggest, or not suggest, it would be the military on our streets. I'm thinking kind of more of an emergency police action, and if you recall, we had a couple of people to comment on this. In fact, a former CIA operative Gene Tatum talked about this as well in a previous program, where it's not going to be martial law. It's going to be emergency police powers all across the United States, and the police departments are going to be federalized under federal control. This is what I think is going to happen. Now, can they pull this off up to and through the conventions? I don't know. They certainly can try. And they can certainly work things in geographical areas. It's a lot easier, for example, to control the ingress and egress of individuals and residents and visitors out of New York City, for example, than out of Kansas City, Kansas, or some other place in the Midwest, or even L.A. I mean, so I do see this taking place. I do see geographical emergency police powers being enacted. And that's gonna bring us the supply disruptions. Because trucks won't be moving. And you're not gonna get food. And they can control a lot of people through controlling the food, which is what we talked about. This plays right into what we've been talking about. This verifies. Is this consistent with everything we know? Absolutely consistent. So, summer of chaos about to start. Very critical, I believe, and an extremely important insight into what's about to take place. And so what is the average American's reaction to that? You'll notice last month, the FBI figures have shown that June is the 14th consecutive month of record background checks for gun sales. And these are the gun sales that we know about. The previous FBI record for June, set back in the previous June, was 1,529,000. The number of background checks in June 2016 was 500,000 over that, 2.1 million. It's a lot. Now, according to the figures here, that means that June 2016 saw more background checks than any June since background checks began in 98. The if you look at the months, May 2016 to May 2015, April to April, if you just kind of look at those, you'll see an increase every month. Of course, Obama, the best gun salesman in America, and the best ammunition salesman in America. What these numbers mean on average? Well, on June 27th. Breitbart News used FBI figures to show that the number of background checks conducted during Obama's rain is so high that it averages out to nearly 52,000 a day. That means an average of 52,000 people go to a retail store to buy a gun or guns or more guns. Do you think that there's something being set up? Do you think that days of chaos are ahead of us? There are questions that we're looking at. We're following the different strains of social media communications, which are being censored, by the way. And we're seeing that there is this thrust toward violence. Violence is being promoted on social media, but yet you talk against Islam, you talk against Obama, you talk against abortion rights, and I realize that's not a real thing. You're going to get censored. Have you heard of the website Counter Jihad? A video produced by Counter Jihad, critical of the Muslim Brotherhood, Jihad, and Sharia law. You know this? It was removed from YouTube Tuesday due to the company's, quote, hate speech regulation. Now, this is exactly where I want to kind of close out this hour with you. Trust me when I tell you, there will be a point in time when YouTube will tell us, no, you cannot talk about Islam, about Muslims, about Islam being a cult. You cannot espouse anti-Sharia sentiment because it violates our terms of service. It qualifies as hate speech. You see, this is exactly what they've been doing to us for the last 8 years and longer. And even during the Bush administration, the video in question, in this case, titled Killing for a Cause, Sharia Law and Civilization Jihad, was uploaded to YouTube the previous Thursday. Somebody had complained, and that's a UPS guy, lady in the studio, dog's right here. Thank you. All right. Go get him, lady. And it's amazing. We get deliveries right about this time every night. Anyway, Sharia, Killing for a Cause, Sharia Law and Civilization Jihad, uploaded to YouTube last Thursday. And this is basically what YouTube is saying is this violates our policy because hate speech refers to the content that promotes violence or hatred against individuals or groups based on certain attributes. And these attributes include religion. All right. Now, there's an algorithm that they use and metrics that they use that do not include Christianity or Judaism, but certainly include Islam and Muslim, Sharia, and all of the words associated with that. So if you are critical of those attributes, then you are kicked off. Now, we have been found in violation a couple of times, or not in violation, but we have been notified that we were outside of their terms of service, and I guess that would be a violation. And we were warned, and I don't know how many warnings you can have, but the whole content of that warning was because we were talking about Islam being a cult by definition. And radical Islam is an oxymoron. It is just Islam. At any rate, YouTube had taken notice, but not from, and this is interesting too, because it wasn't from the usual suspects, perhaps. Now, they're not never going to tell you, but through some other variations, I looked at this, and Joe and others have looked at this, and there's actually somebody on our own side. Yeah. Filing a terms of service violation. So if you think that's you're going to be fighting off enemies outside, just outside of your circle, you're wrong. You're going to be fighting enemies within your circle as well. Sleepers. And I don't mean, you know, killer sleepers. I mean, you know, the treasonous traitors sleepers. So this is coming to a channel near you very soon. Now, what do we do about this? We host it on our own server, end of story. Well, wait a minute. Can you do that? Yeah, yeah. But the bandwidth is just excessively, it'd be unbelievable. But we'll get through that. I fully expect this to happen. I'm not hoping for it, but I expect it. So we'll have to make other arrangements, because as this program grows and as people get woken up, yeah, we're going to be able to wake more people up. But this is how censorship doesn't have to be overt in terms of, you know, this is censorship. This is censorship pure censorship. Perhaps of the worst kind. And that is what we're going to see happen, really, between now and the end of the year, and perhaps between now and the end of the conventions. We already know that Google, Facebook, and other social media sites are using keywords to manipulate trends. Social networking trends, they're telling you what's popular as opposed to what really is popular. A form of censorship, indeed. Next hour, we're going to be bringing on Josh Tolley. What a great guy. Josh Tolley, folks, he's an author, national syndicated radio host. There's a program every morning from 10 to noon, radio TV program. He's a speaker. He's been on all the channels, from television stations, from Fox to ABC, CBS, and others. He's going to be co-hosting. We're going to be discussing what we need to do in the days of chaos, because we have to develop a strategy, not just to survive, but to thrive. Not just to survive, but to make it through to the other side, to protect not only ourselves, but those we love. Before he comes on, I just want to ask you, if you're a business owner out there, are you hiring? You got any plans to hire? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Do you want to find the best person for your job that you've got open? Posting your job in one place is not enough to find quality candidates. Now, if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of the top job sites, all of them. And now you can. I'm so proud to announce the fact that we've got a new sponsor, ZipRecruiter.com. Now you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, with a single click, just the single click of a mouse. You can find candidates in any city. Are you looking for someone in Los Angeles? Are you looking for someone in Pittsburgh? Any city. Any industry, nationwide, the search criteria, you can filter by search criteria. It's just fantastic. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And I spent a lot of time on ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. I spent a lot of time there. And I tested. I took it for a test drive as an employee and employer. It was great. It was easy. It was absolutely easy. Now, with ZipRecruiter.com, again, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites. You can find candidates anywhere, in any industry. Their interface, easy to use. No juggling emails. And man, the last thing, if you're in human resources or personnel, or if you're just a one-man, two-man, small operation, and you post for a job, you're likely juggling emails or calls to your office. Well, you can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire just the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. One more time. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Going to be right back, folks.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.